I just jacked that all out.
Can I have some of your time?
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You have downloaded episode 179. You almost jumped the gun.
I did.
Thank you for downloading. And who is that speaking?
This is Nicole.
And?
Samantha.
We actually had to take a break between the shows because we were hungry.
Yeah.
So we went to go to Taco Bell, where we will be burping and farting and diarrheaing it up
later.
Speak
for yourself.
Right? I might burp, but girls don't fart.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls don't fart, they poot.
No, we don't do anything.
And they don't sweat, they glisten.
Right.
Just like gay guys. They don't fart and they don't sweat.
No, they're still guys. So.
Yeah. They still do.
Well, you experienced the gas before.
Yeah. Your gas, yeah. Oh my God, have mercy on me. It literally smelled like Bigfoot's dick.
Because you've smelled Bigfoot's dick before, huh?
Yes, and it smells like Ricky's asshole.
So you've smelled Ricky's asshole.
You have a volcanus.
A volcanus.
An anus of volcano proportions. A volcanus.
Oh. I had an asplosion.
You have magmas.
Ooh. How big do you think that guy's butthole is?
Which guy?
The one with the...
From the oh, God. Like, that's fake. I'm sorry. That's
he no
fake.
Longer has a butthole. It's just a smile.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, please tell me you've seen the roast of Bob Saget.
I have. Is that funny as shit or what?
Please.
I missed it. What happened?
Oh, the best joke I heard, I think, all night was John Stamos when he was making fun of the hairy guy, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And he looks like a crazy... Like weird,
dude, he's
jungle
he was,
man.
What show was he on? Talk
sure.
radio or something like that, right?
Maybe. But John Stamos was like,
gross.
Okay, he goes, we have to get Brian up here because he has to go back into the cabin in the woods to skin teenagers. And he says, as to not scare the creature, please, no flash photography.
Another Stamos? Good one that they said about him was,
yes.
Did any other lesbians come and make it out of that
yeah.
fire?
What?
He looks like a really feminine girl, but he has like a huge bushy beard.
Oh.
And oh, it was so oh my God. I was laughing.
I never watched
so
those
hard.
Like I never got to see
they're
the,
really
I saw
funny.
Some of the Flavor Flav ones, but I really
oh,
want to see
it
that.
Was this one was good. The old lady, she's like 8400 years old.
Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, she was
Cloris.
Like she's like I'm not here to see Bob Saget. I'm here to fuck John Stamos.
Yes!
And she's old.
Oh,
old.
Yeah. And when she was done, he came up and gave her a big kiss and was like grabbing her butt.
What?
She was like, ooh, John Stamos.
He is a little hottie. I don't know why people make fun of him.
He's, well, just
well, his mullet
of the
from
show.
Uncle Jesse. And
Uncle Jesse.
And they made fun of the other guy, too.
He's on ER now, though.
I
so
know.
He's hotness.
Okay, ER, I don't even go there because ER gets on my fucking nerves.
It's on its last season.
Yeah.
It should have been on its last season about 10 years
and
ago.
And Noah Wiley yeah. came back for the final
oh,
season.
Did
him.
He?
Oh,
because
yes.
he hadn't done anything else in 10 years.
Dr.
Yeah,
Carter.
He thought he'd leave and become something and he never did.
What about the other lady? The other lady, Juliana Margulies.
Oh, she left with George Clooney's character to have their babies, the twins.
Yeah,
oh, but
I
George
wish they
Clooney
would come
never
back.
Came.